Dr. Carolyn Crocker is a biologist with a PhD in immunopharmacology. In January 2003, she became a visiting professor at George Mason University, a public institution just outside Washington, D.C. While covering the section on evolution in a 2004 cell biology course, she gave one lecture on evidentiary problems with Darwin's theory and briefly mentioned the controversy over intelligent design. At the end of the lecture, she said to students, "Well, you need to make up your own mind. Think about it for yourself." One student complained verbally to Crocker's supervisor that she was teaching creationism, though another student testified in writing that this was false. Nevertheless, the supervisor told Crocker that as a disciplinary measure, she would be barred from lecturing and restricted to teaching lab sections in the spring. Crocker's contract was not renewed. The Darwinists who drove Crocker from her job, like Darwinist Barbara Forrest at Southeastern Louisiana University, the Darwinists who harassed Richard Sternberg at the Smithsonian, President Timothy White at the University of Idaho, Hector Avalos at Iowa State University, the school administrators who drove out Roger DeHart, Brian Leiter at the University of Texas, Paul Z. Myers at the University of Minnesota, Brian McEnis, Steve Rissing, and Jeffrey McKee at Ohio State University, and the Mississippi University for Women Darwinists who dismissed Nancy Bryson, all are public employees. These and other Darwinists are using their public positions, government positions, to enforce political correctness by threatening students' careers, dismissing credentialed teachers, and harassing qualified scientists who dare to question the Darwinist party line. The fact that such people pretend to respect academic freedom makes them hypocrites. The fact that they are employed by the government makes them Lysenkoists. Judgment Day. We will enter an order permanently enjoining defendants, the Dover School Board, from requiring teachers to denigrate or disparage the scientific theory of evolution. Judge John E. Jones III, 2005. On the Tube. From Friends, Ross on Evolution. Ross:
"You don't believe in evolution?"
Phoebe:
"I don't know. It's just, you know, monkeys. Darwin, you know, it's a nice story. I just think it's a little too easy."
Ross:
"Too easy? To the process of every living thing on this planet evolving over millions of years from single-celled organisms is too easy?"
Phoebe:
"Yeah, I just don't buy it."
Ross:
Excuse me? Evolution is not for you to buy, Phoebe. Evolution is scientific fact, like the air we breathe, like gravity."
Phoebe:
"Oh, okay, don't get me started on gravity."
Ross:
You don't believe in gravity?"
Phoebe:
"Well, it's not so much that, you know, like, I don't believe in it, you know, it's just, I don't know, lately I get the feeling that I'm not so much being pulled down as I am being pushed."